You've heard the coaches' insights leading up to tonight's game of the week. We brought you predictions and updates of all our area teams. You've seen or heard the hits and huge plays of tonight's biggest game. Well, football fans, we're just getting started. It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agra Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication.
This is how we do it.
Let's go, baby!
Let's go!
It's Friday night, which means that, typically we say there's only one thing you're doing right now during football season, but we switch seasons now, and you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz, first week of the basketball season. Already, my friend, December the 5th, and what a night, what a week to kick off basketball season, Boz.
It's always weird, this transition. It seems like so abruptly we're doing a state title football game. That season's wrapping up. A week later, we're right into basketball. No rest for the weary. Here we go.
Rocket and rolling. We had our first game of the week that we went to tonight. And Lord have mercy, did we pick a good night and a good place to go to? We'll dive into that here in just a little bit. But as we do every single time, it's the first week of basketball season. We say welcome to the show. And those that were with us through the entire football season, we thank you for being a part of it. And stick with us as we transition now to the basketball season here for 2025 into 2026. Boz, that means there's a lot more scores where you get to go through, my man.
We walked in tonight, we were getting prepped for the show, and Kirk handed me four pieces of paper, like four score sheets. And I said, why did he print two of these?
Yeah.
Man, we got boys and we got girls.
We got boys, we got girls scores. Kurt Kilman in studio, Ray Penning in studio. And we had a great night here on the MSC Radio Network. Boz, our scores for tonight.
All right, we're going to start out with girls. And here's the thing, girls game has been over for a while. We're still looking for some.
Let's go through. Come on now, people.
It's a true story. We need like four or five scores. We're going to start with what we got. Junction City, they defeated Atchison tonight 62-45. Burlington gets the win over Holton 54-26. Close ball game tonight, Hiawatha 2-point win over Troy 40-38. Donovan West, they get the win over Marhill Mountain Academy 43-39. Rock Creek, they were all over JCN tonight 65-28. Jackson Heights, they got the win over Royal Valley 35-29. Opie defeated St. Mary's 54-14. Silver Lake gets the win against Prairie Le Compton 59-42. Sabetha Falls tonight to Marysville 37-31. Centralia, they defeated Nemaha Central. That was one I was really interested to see.
Yeah.
Early in this season, two really good basketball programs. Centralia gets the win 47-34. Onega girls start off the season. Actually, I shouldn't say that. They might have played on Tuesday, but they got the win tonight against Northern Heights 40-28.
Yeah.
Republic County, they defeat Washington County 41-23. Frankfort defeats Pawnee City 36-28. Axtell gets the win over Johnson Brock 46-25. Sacred Heart, they defeat Clifton Clyde 59-39. Blue Valley all over Solomon tonight 81-17.
That's a burger.
Definitely a burger on that one. And the last girl score we have, Riley County, they got the win over Clay Center 49-40.
Okay, that again, before we move on here, burger status in basketball. Football, it's 50. Basketball. We initially had it at 80 last year, but then people were like, man, that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
So we lowered it down to 70. So any school that scores over 70, boom, there's a burger.
Okay. That's the scores we have. The ones we need still on the girls' side, we need the Valley Falls Jeff West score.
Ooh.
Pleasant Ridge Oskaloosa, McClouth at Central Heights, and ACCHS at Horton.
Okay, those are the girls' scores we still need. If you have the girls' scores, phone number for you is 785-547-3461. You can call in with those scores. You can also call in and give us your Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee, all on the Giant Communications Hotline. You've only got a few weeks left to take advantage of Giant Communications' amazing deal to close out 2025, and that's to have no fees, no cost for your cell phone plan until 2026. Some restrictions apply. Visit GiantComm.net and bundle that with your home internet to save an additional $15 per month. Guys' scores, Boz?
All right, guys' scores. This is what we have. We're still missing some. I'll get to those here in a minute, but what we've got tonight, Atchison.
Phoenix
gets the win over Junction City, 67-59.
Ooh, that really quickly. Old Good. Pat Battle, head coach at Atchison High, going back to his old stomping grounds and taking care of Junction City tonight.
That's right. Burlington, they get the win over Holton, 69-42. The game you just heard, B-Tad with the call, outstanding game. Hiawatha
what
at Troy. Troy gets the two-point win, 87-85. We got double burgers
Double burgers.
I don't know that we've had that, too, in same game?
I don't think so.
87-85, double overtime. Troy with the two-point win tonight. Oskaloosa, they defeated Pleasant Ridge, 46-37. Rock Creek kind of took it to JCN tonight, 74-23.
Burger.
Another fantastic game. Double overtime, four-point win for ACCHS against Horton, 65-61. First win for ACCHS in 44 tries.
Oh, give it up for the Tigers.
Come on.
From ACCHS. Coach Eckert, they went 0-21 2 years ago, 0-21 last year. Lost earlier this week to Jackson Heights, but breaks the losing streak tonight.
Love it.
ACCHS, congratulations, Coach Eckert and the Tigers.
Absolutely. Moving on, Royal Valley gets the win tonight against Jackson Heights, 54-40. Silver Lake with the win over Perry LeCompton, 59-45. Sabetha gets a win over Marysville, 65-42. Nemaha Central, this was a game, another one. I said it on the girls' side, boys' side as well. Nemaha Central, Centralia. Nemaha Central gets the win 61-50. Washington County, they defeat Republic County 74-37. Frankfort gets the win over Pawnee City 54-35. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Sacred Heart 68-41. And a tight ball game here, three-point victory for Clay Center over Riley County, 46-43.
Wow, a lot of defense in that game. What scores are we still needing on the guys' side?
I just got one more score that came in. Olpe, they get the win over St. Mary's, 61-56.
Okay.
So the scores we still need, Valley Falls and Jeff West, McClouth at Central Heights, Mar Hillman Academy at D West, Northern Heights at Onega, and Blue Valley at Solomon.
And I did have, it wasn't an official score for that Valley Falls Jeff West game, but unofficial what was sent to me because it was saying, I can't remember the exact final, but 59-57 Jeff West over Valley Falls in that game. Again, we would like confirmation on that for that final score, but what was reported, again, said to me as, I can't remember, but unofficially 59-57 Jeff West with the win over the Dragons.
Okay, got one more score just came in. Donovan West boys, they defeat Mar Hill Mount Academy 56-54.
Ooh, what a ball game. We've had some games tonight, my friend.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you. All right, so those are the scores we need. Both girls and guys. And you can give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Throw it in the chat on the social media feeds as well. We will check those throughout the broadcast here tonight. And you can nominate your Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winners of the night as well. Just like football, brand new thing this year, Bozzy, we've got actual replica basketballs to give away.
They're not replicas, they're basketballs.
Well, yeah, but it's like it's not one you want kids dribbling with. I mean,
It's still a basketball.
I mean,
it's
yeah,
not a replica. It's not like it's made of like yarn or something. I mean, it's a basketball.
All right. Whatever.
It's just got a little autograph. It's got a panel for autographs.
Okay.
There you go.
We good?
I'm just clarifying, people. It's a legit basketball. It's not a replica.
It's freaking week one of the scoreboard show in basketball. I'm already getting railed. All right. So, all right. There we go. We got basketballs to give away. One for the guys and one for the girls. A little bit different, obviously, than football, where we gave away one game ball. Boz will be giving a game ball award to a guy and a girl every Friday night. And we will make sure to get those out to the kiddos throughout the season. Great chance for us to get out and about in the communities during football season. Hand-delivered 11 game balls this year, and it was really, really fun, really, really good. And I feel like the kids appreciated them and the communities that nominated them as well.
The cool part for me is obviously recognizing the kids. I mean, it's what this show's all about, is talking about kids from all the different schools, but highlighting somebody that had a good performance and then taking the actual ball to them, they get something. And it seems like every single one we went to, they're like, okay, here's my ball. Like,
yeah, they were excited.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of means something.
And it should. I mean, it's a cool thing that we again, Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness being our game ball presenting sponsor, being a part of that, could not do that without them. So if you want somebody from a team that you follow and a kid that really balled out here tonight, you got to let us know on the Giant Communications Hotline, 785-547-3461, or throw it in the social media feeds. We'll make sure to get them on the list. Boz, we have a couple already game balls that are in here, right?
We do, yeah.
A decent list on the guys' side, and the girls have a handful as well. So go ahead and let the people know what we got so far.
Okay, on the girls' side, Josie Haverkamp from Centralia. She had 12 points and 4 steals tonight. Harper Wettstein from Troy, 21 points, 9 boards. Michaela Williams from Hiawatha, 15 points, 7 rebounds. She's a 5'4 sophomore.
Dog.
Super aggressive offensively on the defensive side of the ball as well. So those are the three that we have on the girls' side. On the boys' side, Caleb Schmelsley from Nemaha Central, 26 points tonight. James Gaddis, ACCHS, 24 points. Ben Hanke, ACCHS. He had a double-double tonight.
Double-double!
12 points, 12 boards. He had a three-pointer to send the game into overtime. Then he sealed the win with a free throw down the stretch. Braylon Siebenmorgan, Hiawatha.
Oh,
you heard
man.
All about that young man on the broadcast earlier tonight. 36 points, 14 boards. Fouled out with a minute and a half to go in the last overtime, right?
Yeah, double overtime.
Yeah, double overtime. Kasten Jasper from Troy, 34
Whoa.
Points.
Kid
six threes. And you heard Brandon Tabman talk about it. I mean, it wasn't like this dude was just wide open knocking down threes. I mean, the gravity of the moment. I mean, he hit some huge shots
Clutch.
Late in the game when they needed them. Six threes. Also from Troy, Henry Geiger. Double-double tonight. We had a lot of those.
Double-double.
26 points, 12 boards.
Those are the nominees so far tonight. If you did not hear somebody from your game, make sure you let us know on the Giant Communications Hotline. We got to step aside for our first break. Special guests will join us after this timeout to discuss some changes that happened. We'll talk about our game of the week and give you our dark horse picks of the season. That's right. Boz and I will each select one guy's team and one girl's team from the area that you better be keeping your eye on as we head into the season. You're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here on December the 5th, Basketball Edition. Stick with us. We got more to come after this timeout.
I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses.
State and decided that, hey, we'd like to try 23 games. And, you know, going through the democratic process that we have, it takes a little while, but it's purposeful and intentional and making sure that it's the right decision. And so that basically you have the right to schedule 23 games, and it was put in. You know, anytime you're adding to a schedule, it's kind of like, okay, where are we going to find these three games?
Sure.
And so, you know, you're going to piece them in where you can to, because more than likely when this came about, you already had your 20 game schedule out there. You were contracted to play 20 games already, so you had to find three more games with someone that also had open dates. So it was a difficult task for athletic directors and administrators of the schools, but I think what you'll see is some people will play 23 because they were able to find games, and there's going to be some schools that either A, weren't able to find them, or B, just felt like, hey, we're not really ready to play an extra three games.
So, Jeremy, this is Boz. What you were just talking about, the spirit of this is basically allowing teams to play some more games. That was the consensus. Coaches, your players say, hey, we want to play a little more. We want to play some more games, which I understand that. But when you look at it, and I'm sure there was discussions on your end, I'm just curious how this went. There could be some potential for teams, as you mentioned, they may or may not play that full schedule of 23 games. How is that going to impact, or could it impact, potential seedings if it's based off of a win percentage? How do you think that's going to impact that?
Yeah, that's a good point, because luckily we do seed off win percentage. However, to your point, you know, what we want to stress to our schools is that if you're contracted to play a game, you play that game.
Sure.
Whether, even if it gets towards the end of the season and you're looking at the standings and you're thinking, well, you know, we're sitting pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Maybe we can see a snowstorm coming, so we don't play that game. And, you know, that, number one, that's obviously just not ethically sound to make that decision. But also, you know, the kids, the whole reason they added three games is so you can do what? Play the game.
Yeah.
Not
sure.
To sound like Herm Edwards or whatever.
You
or
play
whoever
to win
was,
the game.
Was it Herm? I don't know. Maybe that was someone else.
Yeah.
But the kids want to play.
Yeah.
The number one reason kids play sports in high school is to have fun with friends. And having fun with friends is playing the game. So it's when adults are making decisions of whether or not to play a game because of how it positions themselves in the standing, that's bad form, bad taste. So if you're contracted to play games, you want to make sure you show up and play that.
Absolutely.
Well, again, this is a good thing. It's a positive thing. It's not like the KSHSAA just said, hey, we're going to move to this. This was something that the schools wanted. And it almost, I think you mentioned kind of catching up to how other states have done stuff with it. This is going to have potentially, as Boz mentioned, the impact on postseason. But another thing that's kind of mixed up a little bit here on the postseason side is with the new, I believe we're calling it a regional or first round of state or something like that. Is that correct? There's some little bit of changes when it comes to postseason stuff this year?
Yeah, we'll have our same sub-state format that we've had. It was new last year for 3A, 3A, 2A, and 1A. That'll continue, but then the new wrinkle this year is once you've won your sub-state, you qualify for state, 8 teams per class still. But the quarterfinal round will be treated a little different from the standpoint of you won't necessarily, like, we're not going to send all 2A schools to Manhattan or all 1A Division I schools to Dodge City for the first round.
Sure.
It's going to be based geographically of how you finished. So for example, you could potentially have a local school in your area. Let's say KCK. So Kansas City Community College is a quarterfinal site. So let's say Atchison, okay, is a number one seed in 4A. And they've earned the right to play as close to home as possible for their quarterfinal game. So they would play at KCK for the quarterfinal instead of going to traditionally Salina. And they'll play whatever that matchup is in that state tournament. Now, right after they're done playing, you potentially could go watch Troy. Let's say Troy's a top seed.
Sure.
They'll play they've earned the right to stay home, so their quarterfinal game is going to be home. So it's not class specific, it's more geographical specific about where that quarterfinal game is. Now, obviously, it's going to work out for most people. There's going to be some instances where if let's say, go back to that Atchison's first round was against Ulysses. Well, we do have a parameter in there that says that no one team would travel more than 250 miles one way. So they may have to meet in the middle for that quarterfinal game. So a little different, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
And you make the comment about maybe meet in the middle. That's something that obviously once the season's over, will there be like a kind of just a conversation and a meeting at that point, or will you already have kind of a facility in mind?
Yeah, we already have the sites picked out. where we'll be for that quarterfinal round. So they'll be predetermined and best situated as it can be for how the brackets shake out. That's, you never know how they will shake out, whether it's heavy on the east side or heavy on the west side or heavy in the middle as far as top seeds. So it's just going to be, it'll be interesting.
So here's my question with that, kind of staying on the same theme, Jeremy. You know, it's always been when you qualify for state, that's kind of the hype. You know, you get to go to Dodge City or wherever it might be. All the teams are there at the same site. I mean, was this just more for kind of what you mentioned, the team that's the top seed gets to not have to travel so far?
Yeah, I think what, you know, if you've been to quarterfinal basketball, depending on which location, which class, sometimes that game could be at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. And that's not the most conducive to put to a good crowd, or the ability for everybody, the community to follow that team. So I think with this new format, we're telling those higher seeds that, hey, you've earned the right to stay close to home to get that following that you've earned all season long. And I still think it's going to create that excitement that we qualified for state, because it is the state bracket. It's 1 through 8. So that's part of it. And then the second part of it is what this does allow is it allows us to consolidate even further for the semifinals and finals, the final four, if you will, so we can have more than one class at those sites. So we'll have, you know, 5A and 6A together, 3 and 4A together, at the final sites as well.
Okay. So to me, again, these changes are not, I love them. I really do. I think it benefits, for one, the schedule. It benefits you as a team, as a facility, as a school and community to go out there and get as good a competition as you can, get as many games in as you can, and then the reward is, you know, you play a good schedule, you win some good games, you got the opportunity of having a close, quote-unquote, state game then. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, yeah. I mean, that's the way to wrap it up, and, you know, it's new, so there's going to be some people on one side of it that are just, they're traditionalists and want it how it used to be, and I can respect that opinion 100%. But then on the other side of it, I think it does add a little different flavor to the state tournament that maybe is needed in some cases. So I'm excited for it. I think it'll be a real nice change.
Well, man, I really appreciate you taking some time with us tonight. I know it's a lot later than we initially talked, but is there anything that we missed that we were going to talk about tonight? I feel like we covered most of everything. And the shot clock.
Yeah. I was, the only thing that is probably new in basketball is the shot clock. Other than, you know, it's going to be required for the 6A and 5A and 4A this year, and then next year will be 3A and 2A, and then the 1A divisions will come in the year after that. So we'll see shot clock all across the state in every game and in 2 years. So I was at the game tonight. It's interesting when it comes into play, and how it makes you, the coaches certainly have to navigate the end of quarters a little differently than they used to, as far as when to use timeouts, if they need to stop a run or something like that. So, I think it's the way basketball's played, and our schools have done a good job adapting.
Adapting to it and making it their own. This is great to see that these changes are being made. I know you don't hear this enough, but thank you so much for what you do for our local schools and the support that you give and the way that you facilitate everything. I know you guys don't get thanked enough, man, but really do appreciate all that the KSHSAA does for our student athletes.
Hey, I appreciate it, and thank you guys as well for staying up late and giving all these scores and showcasing student athletes.
All right, Jeremy Hawley of the KSHSAA, go get to bed, man. Get some good sleep.
I'll do that.
All right, Jeremy Holliday, as always, very grateful to have him on with us. Buzz, a great insight, and, you know, there's a lot of people that don't get what Jay Hall gives us, and I really appreciate him for taking time to do that, kind of dissect things, and let the people know about some of the changes that have happened.
Yeah, it is cool to hear, because, you know, you hear the announcements, or you see the announcements, you read about them, and you don't ever really understand the thought process behind it. And so it's really cool to have Jeremy come on here. And you know, my question to him was, it's kind of always been the deal. Like, you qualify, or you make it to state, and all the teams go to one site.
Yeah.
Like, man, we're going to Dodge City, we're going to Emporia, Salina, Hutch, wherever it might be. So this little wrinkle here where they have different sites, allowing teams to play closer to home, the top seeds. And then I liked what he mentioned is you've got multiple teams, different schools, fan bases all there. That's going to be a pretty cool environment. And you've earned that opportunity not to have to travel all the way maybe out to Dodge City.
I mean, it's similar changes you've seen in volleyball and football, and it's good that you're seeing that in basketball. Now, again, if you play good, if you are a quality team, you have earned the right to play in front of your home fans into the postseason, which I just do. I love it. And I again, he mentioned it. It's year one. People might push back on it. Yeah. That's going to happen. So what I would just say for the listeners at home is just, hey, be patient with it, and there's going to be grievances about it, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, every change always has some naysayers that want to go back to the way, good old days, you know, the way
back
it was.
Back in my day.
You know, they made the change to consolidate some of the state football games.
Yeah.
When that first came out, I was like, man, it's kind of cool having six or seven or eight different sites. But after they made the change the last 2 years, there's no better way to do it.
Nope.
You get to see multiple classes, multiple teams, same site. You can travel back and forth between sites. If you're a big-time fan, you get to take in more fantastic football.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing with basketball with these different quarterfinal sites.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we got to step aside for our next break. Because of our late start tonight, we got to try and condense this show as best that Boz and I can. And Boz and I like to talk quite a bit.
We ain't doing so good.
And so we're a little bit behind schedule. So let's get to our next break. We come back, Boz and I will give you our dark horse picks of the season. We've got recaps from the area games of the night, Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees, and a lot more to get to. You're listening to the first edition of Basketball, Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN Internet bill when you do.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you find a home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
All right, Boz, I'm crazy in love with the way this basketball season has started. What do you think?
Me too. I just want to get on the air earlier.
Yeah, no doubt.
We need to get some of these games wrapped up quick so we can talk about them all night.
We get, we've been pushing 2 hours on our scoreboard shows the last 2.5 years, and tonight we got to condense it, so we got to roll through things quickly. If you want to know the scores, just because, again, where we're at with the evening tonight, we got to keep things rolling. MSCSports.net, we've got all the scores up that we've got in. We did just get one in, though. We want to make sure to let the people know about that. Just came in with Central Heights. Game earlier tonight against McLouth.
On the girls' side, Central Heights, they get the win over McLouth, 52-26.
All right, and so if you want other scores, we've read through them already three times, I think, and so typically how that works is that after we read through them a few different times, you can go to MSCSports.net and check out your local school and score here this evening. But we got to keep things moving, Boz.
Yeah.
And we're going to jump right into our recaps from tonight, or do you want to do our game of the week?
Go throw some recaps.
All right, let's do some recaps here really quickly. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of a teaser that this first recap, well, it was our game of the week. And when we say game, just know in basketball, it's games. And boy, did these two games live up to the billing. You heard it on 103.9 FM tonight. Brandon Tadman had an amazing call on 103.9 KNZA for both these games between Hiawatha and Troy.
To say it was a wild night in Troy would be an understatement on a Friday night here on KNCA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Troy hosting Hiawatha basketball action here. And boy, both games were fantastic. Girls game, a 2-point win for the Hiawatha Redhawks. 40-38 the final score, despite 21 points, 9 rebounds from D1 Northern Iowa commit Harper Wettstein for Troy. Hiawatha getting a balanced attack with 15 points and 7 rebounds from Michaela Williams, 12.7 rebounds for Kylie Nelson, 5 points, 9 rebounds as well for Kenzie Nelson, as Hiawatha moving to 2-0 on the year under second-year head coach Stacy Jasper. Troy now 1-2, 3 games this week in 4 days. They lost at number 1 Hanover, 1AD2 top-ranked team last night, and now losing tonight by 2. At home against Hiawatha. And our player of the game on the girls' side, Michaela Williams, 15.7 rebounds. All right, boys' game, didn't need 4 quarters, didn't need 5, it actually needed 6. A double overtime thriller as Troy, 87-85. This game was tied at the end of regulation, 71-71. Braylon Sieben-Morgan, a tip in at the buzzer off a missed 3, which would have gave the Redhawks a win if they were able to get that one to go. But Sieben-Morgan at the buzzer, getting it into overtime. Then it was 80-80 after the first overtime. And then a lot to dissect, but we certainly don't have a lot of time to go through every single little detail. But nonetheless, Troy is able to hold on. It's a couple of free throws down the stretch in the final seconds by Troy's Caston Jasper. And again, he was fantastic. Clutch shot after clutch shot. He had 34 points. He was 8 of 10 at the line. He had 6 threes in the game. He was our player of the game. Again, 87-85 in overtime. Troy, now 2-1 on the season. Red Hawk boys take their first loss. They are now 1-1. Henry Geiger for Troy, 26 points and 12 rebounds. Hunter Ingeman had 15 points as well for the Trojans. Red Hawks got 36 points and 14 rebounds from Braylon Siebenmorgan, but he fouled out in the overtime period. They also had 13 points and 12 rebounds from Lane Kessler in the loss. Hiawatha at Horton next Tuesday. And then for Troy, they'll travel to Jackson Heights. A pair of two-point wins. Girls final 40-38 Hiawatha. And then 87-85 Troy in double overtime in the nightcap. I'm Brady Tabb reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tab, man. They were saying you can't go home, B-Tab, but you can't stay here. That leaf blower was getting that gym cleaned up. And he's like, guys, I'm trying to do a recap here.
Yeah, they were ready to go home. It was late night. Late night.
Hey, it was our game of the week. Boz and I were just discussing about how we usually break down our game of the week, but because of time constraints, we're not going to dive really much into it because Brandon just did a great job recapping that for you. If you want to go back and listen to the game, you can go to mscsports.net, click the audio tab, and replay the audio from the game. But it was also on the Hiawatha channel as well. If you want to go watch the game and hear Brandon's broadcast, you can go to the Hiawatha Red Hawk channel and rewatch it as well. But it's just two teams that either or both sides, I mean, good gracious, had opportunities, could have done it, and that game, either game could have gone either way in those two tonight.
Yeah, so real quick, I'm just going to say two things. Troy, girls, you've heard her name a ton, Harper Wettstein, fantastic player, committed Division I basketball next
Northern
year
Iowa.
At Northern Iowa. And then you've got Hiawatha's, who's picked in the top three or four of the Big East League. So Hiawatha, very good team. Troy with Harper Wettstein, they're trying to find some pieces that can solidify the team deal. Harper's not going to be able to do it by herself. This was a really, really good matchup, kind of two different deals, but really good teams. On the guys' side, kind of same thing, Troy, they got some dudes. They don't have a ton of height. Hiawatha, they got all the height in the world. It was two different styles, two different deals, bigs and guards, and man, what fantastic game it was tonight at both sides.
Threes were dropping into that guys' game. On the girls' game, I just want to give a shout-out, Hiawatha's defense. When you play a player the caliber of Harper Wettstein, every coach, any coach you talk to, what do they call that defense that gets thrown at them? You could say it's a boxing way. You could say it's all these different things, but what do most coaches call it?
It's junk defense.
Junk defense, and shout out to the Hiawatha Red Hawks, Stacy Jasper. They came out with a junk style defense, and it frustrated Harper for a lot of that game. She still got hers, 21, and still, was able to. That was still a great ball game. But Hiawatha team on the up and up on the girls' side for sure, and Hiawatha on the boys' side again expected to have a really good season, predicted pretty high in the Big East League. Troy had a couple guys graduate, wasn't sure what this was going to be. They start their season off, Boz, with a massive win against Valley Falls, and then a double overtime win over Hiawatha. I mean, this is a Troy team that started off 2-1. Great start for the Trojans this season. That was our game of the week. We got to give away a Kirkwood & Co. gift card here tonight and Troy. And congratulations to Paul Twombly of Hiawatha, who got a $50 Kirkwood & Co. gift card here tonight, as he was the first person to shout out Superintendent Pat McKernan for Troy. He was sitting there talking to us, Buzz. But guess what he didn't say?
He didn't say, is this, are you guys Jake and Boz?
Is this the Jake and Boz game of the week? But Paul Twombly sitting right next to Pat McKernan said, hey, this is your guys' game of the week, Jake and Boz.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, sir, here's your gift card. So make sure you follow us, find us anywhere on Friday nights, and you'll get yourself a $50 gift certificate. We always love partnering with Kirkwood & Co., Boz. It's one of our favorite establishments to stop at. And big thanks to Austin and the crew over there at Kirkwood & Co. for partnering with us. Always love those appetizers, the buffalo chicken dip.
Come on.
Cannot get enough of it, but you got to get a certain chip with it, though.
I can never. It was flour.
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 Gotta get the flour chip. Don't get the corn chips because they break every time.
The corn chips are really good. They're just too thin. when you're dipping the buffalo chicken dip.
Got to dip it in that buffalo chicken dipping. All right, let's get to our next recap. This is on 92.1 KMZA. Battle in Nemaha County. Nemaha Central, Travels to Centralia. Crendon Prophet on the call tonight.
Crendon Prophet down here in Centralia, Kansas, 92.1 KMZA. The Centralia Panther girls get a victory over Nemaha Central. The Lady Thunder 47-34, and the Centralia boys fall to Nemaha Central boys 61-50 to improve Nemaha Central boys to 2-0 on the season with their back-to-back wins here now. But again, starting off with a recap of the girls' game, one that started off very close to the beginning. Centralia led 10-8 at the end of the first quarter and 23-20 at the end of the half. But it was the third quarter that made the difference and the swing. Centralia outscored Nemaha Central 14-4 in the third quarter to help them lead to the 47-34 defeat at the very end, outscoring the Thunder 24-14 in the second half. Josie Haverkamp won the player of the game with 12 points, 8 rebounds. Hayden Kramer had 10 points and 8 boards, while Centralia finished with 4 total players with double-digit scoring. Well, Nemaha Central was led by Emma Hermish with 16. Looking over here to the boys' game, a great contest between two teams early on. Nemaha Central had a 15-10 jump on early over Centralia and led the half 32-25. Unfortunately for Centralia, they had some key players in foul trouble early on, which prevented them from finishing the first half. But coming back in the second half, Quentin Aldifer for Centralia, he finished with 15 points, 3 threes, but it wasn't enough as he fouled out. Nemaha Central would win 61-50 with the player of the game being led by Caleb Schmedgley, 2 steals, 6 rebounds, and 26 total points, with 24 in the first half and 2 in the second. So again, the girls for Centralia improving the 1-0, winning 47-34 with Nemaha Central to push them to 1-1. And the Centralia Panther boys falling by 11, 61-50 to Nemaha Central to improve them to 2-0 and the Panthers to 0-1. This has been Crendon Prophet with the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Crendon, thank you very much for that. That's, again, a Nemaha County battle. Love this matchup every single year to kick off the basketball season, Nemaha Central and Centralia. How about Tom Couts? He had a late night up in Highland. Wonder if he stopped by Kirkwood & Co. himself tonight. Mar Hill Mouth Academy at Donovan West. This is on Care Country 93.7.
Well, it took a little time, and we didn't get away early. But I'll tell you what, a couple of teams from a couple of different conferences made for a couple of fantastic games. It's Donovan West on Royal Courts night, very early in the season, played host to Mar Hill Mouth Academy. When it was all said and done, D. West swept the pair. Game one, it was Belle Smith and Courtney Johansson with 10 points apiece. And Donovan West gets by the Lady Ravens, 43-39 for MHMA, a dozen apiece for Capri Keckner, Hannah Cody, and Caitlin Folsom. This was a game that was just nip and tuck all the way through, as close as the final score indicated, but D. West wins it by 4. Game two of the night was even closer. Donovan West put a double-digit lead together at halftime, got up by 14 in the third quarter, but a Raven 15-0 run got him right back in this. And coming down to the wire, D. West wins at 56-54, powered by Dustin Beach with 22 points. So again in Highland, a couple of great games. It was Royal Courts night, lots of festivities, and Donovan West took 2 from the Ravens. Tom Couts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that. What a comeback by Mar Hill. It's pushing Donovan West to the brink, but the Mustangs getting the sweep tonight at home against Mar Hill Mount Academy. All right, now over on the Sabetha Channel, the Blue Jays hit the road on Highway 36 over to Marysville and took on the Dogs. And Logan Bitterman has that recap from the Sabetha Channel.
It was the first night for both the Sabetha teams as they were on the road in a non-league matchup here on the first Friday night of the high school basketball season in the state of Kansas. The Sabetha girls would start things off against the Lady Bulldogs in Marysville, where the Lady Bulldogs get the win here tonight by a final of 37-31. Marysville was led in scoring by Casey Roush, who had 16 points in the win. Kinley Hawley had 6, and Brindley Wolf had 5 points as well. Marysville as a team had 10 turnovers, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 8 of 13 at the line. Sabetha was led in scoring by Paxton Michael with 14 points here tonight in the loss. Sydney Schubarth had 10 as well. Sabetha girls had 19 turnovers, hit 5 threes, and went 6 of 14 in the loss. The boys' side, we would see a split here tonight for Sabetha, as the Sabetha boys would get the win 65-42 here tonight. Sabetha boys were led in scoring by junior Mike Elaine. He had 21 points in the win. Charlie Luker had 16 points, and Jack Frazee with 15. Sabetha had 12 turnovers, did not hit a single three-pointer and went 15 of 18 here in the win tonight. Marysville, on the other hand, they were led in scoring by senior Connor Lee. He had 14 points in the loss. Ty Mosier had 10. Marysville had 15 turnovers in the loss, hit 7 three-pointers, and that's still not enough as they lose by 23 to Sabetha, who did not hit one at all. Marysville, as a team, went 5 of 9 in the boys' game here this evening. So again, it's a split. Sabetha girls losing 37-31. Sabetha boys winning 65-42. Both Sabetha teams will be in action next Tuesday in Sabetha. It will be on the Sabetha channel as they play ACCHS in another non-league matchup next Tuesday night. For the MSU Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. A split in Marysville tonight between Sabetha and the Dogs. Now let's go over to a battle of the Cats. This was in Holton tonight on the Holton channel. Burlington came to town to the host Wildcats of Holton, and Justin Fluke had the call.
It was a battle of Wildcats tonight in Holton, but Burlington comes away with two convincing victories. Both Burlington girls and boys teams are 3-0 on the season and have won all of their games by 15 points or more. In the girls' contest, Burlington led by 20 at halftime, 32-12, and cruised to a 54-26 victory. Burlington got 24 points from Mac Medlock in the win. The Holton girls in the loss were led by Becca Lassie and Stephanie Crawford with 8 points apiece. Holton girls 0-2. Holton boys dropped to 0-2 as well. They were down 17-5 at the end of one quarter and down 22 points at halftime, 35-13. Burlington would go on to win at 69-42. Neither Holton squad really able to make a run or challenge Burlington in the second half. The Holton boys are led by Devin Terwilliger for the second game in a row. He scored 12. Corbin Fox had 11, and Carrick DeDonder chipped in 10 for the Holton boys. But slow starts for both Holton girls and boys as they drop to 0-2, and will be on the road next Friday night at Nemaw Central. They host Silver Lake in their first Big East game next Tuesday. Again, the finals, Burlington sweeps Holton in the girls' game 54-26 and the boys' game 69-42. Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Fluke, thank you very much for that recap as well. Well, that's going to do it for all of our recaps for tonight. We got to step aside, though, for another timeout. Boz and I have got our awesome picks of the season. What does that mean? Well, it means it's our dark horse picks, teams that are maybe underlooked, and we expect them to have big seasons this year. We will give you those, as well as our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees so far tonight. You can give us a call at 785-547-3461 if you would like to nominate somebody that's on the Giant Communications hotline, 785-547-3461, Giant Communications. You got a few weeks left. Make sure you get the switch to Giant Mobile. And don't pay for your cell phone plan until next year. GiantCOMM.net to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Jake and Boz, we're back with you here in just a few moments here on the MSC Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional, Roth, and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Stop paying for cell phone service because it's free with Giant Mobile for the rest of the year. Sign up today because the earlier you sign up, the more you save. Add a line, add 5 lines, add 10 lines. It's all free. $0, zilch, nada until 2026. Put some extra money in your pocket this holiday season and pick Giant Mobile for your cell phone service. Plus, you'll save $15 a month on your Giant or JBN internet bill when you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boss, I promise you this is going to be worth it. This is just taking me a few minutes here. I couldn't get it pulled up in time. But you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. And Boz, say hey to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, all right. We got to make sure that everybody knows that you're still here, that we're all still good. But I'm trying to get my my typical basketball bump to come back because – dude, this is our jam. This is what we love playing during the basketball season, and I didn't have it queued up ready in time. But we got to make it happen now, baby.
They're playing basketball all around the world.
Ray knew it was coming. I just couldn't get it pulled up in time. What are they playing, Bass?
We're playing basketball.
Now I feel like we're in basketball season finally. I had to get that played again, man. It's that time of the year. Jake and Paz with you. Ray Penning still here in the hizzy as well. Kurt Kilman just took off. He's got to be right back here. We got a live on location tomorrow, holiday hotspot, that he's got to be back in the office for beginning at 11 a.m. Justin Fluke will be on site for live reports. We'll dive into that here just at the end of the show. Here coming up in just a little bit. But Boz, we got to get into it, buddy. We're on a time crunch. We got to be out of here by midnight, and we're only an hour and 6 minutes into this show. We got to hustle a little
bit. 27 minutes to go through.
Quick fast, which means it's time for us to give you our dark horses.
Okay.
Of the season.
Our dark horses.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that not?
Yeah. Dark horse picks.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that is
our dark horses.
You're making it seem like I just, you know, completely made
bubbled
something
up there. You're like our dark horses.
Yeah. Yeah. So what that means for you guys listening at home, maybe online as well, is this is a team, each a guy's team and a girl's team this season that we feel like maybe are getting a little bit underappreciated for what they're going to provide this season. And Boz and I look for these teams to make either 125% improvement, which is still debatable.
Debatable.
And then, or make it to a state tournament to make it a successful dark horse pick. Football, let's jump back to it briefly here. My pick was the Holton Wildcats. They needed to get to 8 wins to be a successful pick. They got to 6, not quite to that mark. So still a good season for them on the football side. You had JCN.
I had JCN. They were 7-0. They lost to Jackson Heights. What did they finish? 8-2?
Yeah.
Yeah. 8-2 was their final record. They had 5 wins the year before, so just off the mark for them as well. So Boz and I are trying to redeem ourselves here tonight with our announcement of our Dark Horse picks. And last year, Boz stole mine, and so we already talked about this, and we did not pick the same teams this year.
That was 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah. It was our inaugural season, and you mentioned to me a team I didn't even remember, and I picked them first.
You picked them, you cheater.
Yeah.
All right. You want to get things started on the which side?
Ladies first.
Ladies first. All right. Boz, your dark horse pick of the 2025-26 basketball season.
Okay, I got to start out with this, though, because we talked about the 125% improvement thing. Yeah. This is a very debatable thing. This is a real deal. Jake and I look at teams that aren't getting a lot of notoriety. Maybe they had
struggled
a bad season.
The year before.
Yeah, they had a bad down season, let's say.
Sure.
We expect them to have dramatic improvement.
Dramatic improvement.
The 125% for me is, because then you're looking at, a team that wins 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're 10-11.
Mm-hmm.
Losing season, they're probably not happy with that. But do we expect them to win 20 games, 22? They go to state? Like, it gets really dicey.
They'd be a successful pick if they did.
They would be a successful pick. So what about a team that's wins 14 games, but maybe they're expected to only win 6 or 7 this year, and they go back? I mean, we have to double? You can't double that. I mean, you...
Yeah, but if they go to a state tournament, that's the caveat. That if they make it... If they won 14 the year before, and then they make it to a state tournament with 18 or 19 wins, that's still a successful pick.
It would be successful. But here, on the flip side of that, uh-huh. This is where I struggle.
Okay.
If a team that's got, let's say they go 4-16.
Yeah.
And then the next year they go 8-12.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a successful season? If you are a fan of that school,
you win four games, and then the next year you win eight. That's not 125%, so no.
I think that would be an improvement, but I don't think anybody you would ask would say, well, that really wasn't a great season for us. That's not where we want to be.
Right. I agree with that, but if you go from 4 wins to 10 or 4 wins to 11, I think that's a good season.
What if you go from 4 to 6?
I still don't think that you're probably happy with that. I don't think that's a successful pick.
I don't think so either. It's just a struggle.
It is.
That's my point.
We debate it every year, but we haven't changed it. You know, we were driving up to Troy tonight. We're like, how are we going to make this change? And we don't really know.
There's not a good answer. So here's what I said earlier.
Good caveat.
I don't remember what exactly I said. Dramatic improvement.
Yeah, dramatic improvement.
Okay, so my girls' pick.
Okay.
I'm going with the Perry LeCompton Lady Caws.
You give me a caca?
No.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
All right.
So here's the reason why I looked at Perry LeCompton.
Here's the deal, Jack.
Here's the deal. They were 2-19 last season, mm-hmm. young team.
Mm-hmm.
They return 96% of their scoring, 95% of their rebounding. They've got everybody back. This team is poised for a dramatic improvement.
Okay.
All right? They've got a ton of players. Emmy Reed, Macy Corcoran, Charlie Blosser, Caitlin Metcalf. Those are returning guards. And then they got a 5'11 sophomore.
She's good.
Tatum Kalovich,
yep.
Devin Aldrich. These are girls that played significant minutes last year.
Yeah.
I think when you return, you know, we talk about teams that are going to be good the next year, return like a core group. Maybe they got 2 or 3. This team's got like 7.
Okay.
So I expect them to do big things this year.
You're not expecting them to go to state. You're not expecting them. What's your expectation then with dramatic improvement?
I think this team could win 10 games.
Okay, and I think, that meets the criteria, my man.
Now, they're in the Big East, tough league, night in, night out.
Now, if they go from 2 to 10, you just said a minute ago that you don't know if maybe the people would think it's a big... That is a massive improvement, and I think that's a successful season. Do you disagree?
No, I don't necessarily disagree, but I also don't want to put out there, like, if you have a losing record, that's a success. You know, I think some people look at that like,
sure.
What do you mean? You're hyping them up. They got 10 wins. It's still... losing season, so you can get, we can go really deep in the weeds on that.
Could.
But I think if they go from 2 to 10, that's a dramatic improvement, and...
I'd write that down.
I'm good.
Yeah, write that down. For the cause to be a successful dark horse pick for Boz this year...
Maybe, that's what we do.
Going from 2 to 10.
We just define, okay, if we're going to pick this team...
Yeah, I'm down with it. Yeah, I like
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. Perry LeCompton, Lady Cause.
Okay, my girl's pick of this season... I got to go with the Tigers of Jefferson West.
Okay.
Head coach Justin Schwinn.
8-13 a year ago. Their season came to an end against Osage City by 30 in the sub-state tournament. Here's the deal, Jack.
Yeah.
Justin Schwinn, is it just his second year at the helm of Jeff West, has 15 years as the middle school boys basketball coach at Jeff West, but a total of 26 years coaching basketball between Jeff West and McLeod. And here's where it gets into it. Emmy Dean, a freshman a season ago, coming back. Older sister Harriet Dean, now a junior. Okay, both of these guards averaged 10 points per game a season ago, and they're back. Here's the girl that I think is going to separate this team this season is Brinley Kuntz, a 5'10" freshman guard for Jeff West. Brinley is a girl that she plays a lot of travel ball. She's got the skill sets, my friend, and she can pour in buckets. I look for Brinley Kuntz to get accustomed as a freshman in with this Tiger team in the backcourt for Jeff West, joining her with Tenley Walder, another 5'10" freshman, all expected to have immediate impacts for Jeff West. But how about in the front court, you got Addison Schwinn, a 5'11 senior, coach's daughter, returning at the power forward spot right next to Colby Noel. And these two were, again, year one of head coach Justin Schwinn, new system, adapting to each other. They combined last year only averaging 9 points a game, but they're big down low, they're athletic, and they've got the capability and ability to make big impact. And also Paisley Emanuel, 6 foot junior, is going to be down low at center for the Tigers. Coach Schwinn, I love this quote from him. That their team goals this season is to have paint production, defense confidence, and ultimately culture. He thinks that this is the successful things in order for them to finish top three in the league, go to state, and Boz win state this season. No waiting, no turning around. You saw it with their football team this year. Jeff West, a quick turnaround on the gridiron. I look for that in this mark as well. I predict that the Jeff West Tigers will make it to the 3A state tournament this year.
Boy.
From an 8-13 record a season ago, we will have the Tigers playing for a state tournament championship later on this year.
Bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, we'll see if it pays off for him.
Okay.
Now let's flip it over onto the guys' side, Boz. We'll let you go ahead and go first with your pick. Okay. Here for the year.
And I just want to throw this out there. Like, there's anybody listening at 11:45 at night. This is always a tough decision. We've got
Absolutely.
We've got so many good schools, good programs in Northeast Kansas.
We should have done our top two, because just so you guys know, my second option was going to be the Hiawatha girls. I'm just going to throw that out there. They had a 12-9 season a year ago, and I would see, I expect dramatic improvement for them being like 17, 18 wins. I just had to go with Jeff West this year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I was looking pretty closely at Hiawatha, too. I think that's a team that's going to really they're going to impress some people. I think people are going to turn around and be like, wow, this team is legit. They're going to string together a whole bunch of wins this season.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, though, this is very difficult. We look at all the different teams out there. And really, for me, this team I'm going to pick right here, they didn't have a horrible season last year. They were down. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of injuries they were dealing with. My guy's pick for my dark horse, Jackson Heights Cobras.
My pick from last year.
For your pick from last year, and you were a year too quick on the pick.
Apparently.
I think. Okay, so here's the deal. This team returns a whole bunch of guys. And I part of this also is, I'm leaning one way because of a certain thing, but I kind of am. Some of the players this year for Jackson Heights, I coached at Holton several years ago. Absolutely love these guys. Austin Zeller, Eli Wisdom. These are guys that were freshmen that I coached. Tons of potential I could see with them as freshmen. Now they're seniors at Jackson Heights. Eli transferred last year, had to sit out a year. Austin Zeller was hurt last year, didn't get to play. Those dudes are back.
Yeah.
You couple them with Drake Mellies, four-year starter at point guard, 5'10 senior. He's kind of the do-it-all guy. We talked about him on the football season, tremendous athlete. They've got a ton of guys. Ian Allen, he's going to play this year. He's hurt.
Yeah.
And he's still on the court. He's getting through it. Colby Bauhey, Hayden Shuleons, Sir Peak, Jace Doyle, Eli Kirk. I mean, they've got dudes. Now, I think they're 1-1 so far this season early, but I think it's going to take a little while because these guys haven't all played together a lot with injuries and whatnot. So I think this team, Coach Brett Plattner, does a nice job with them. I'm come on, Coach Platty.
You're okay.
Got to get them going.
So your prediction for Perry was to get the 10 wins on the girls' side. Jackson Heights' record last year, Boz?
Jackson Heights was 7-14.
So this year, your expectation is dramatic improvement, meaning what?
I think they go 15-5. They got 15 wins this year.
But there's 23 games, remember?
Well, that's regular season. Well,
23. Yeah.
Okay, let's go 17-6.
Oh, okay. So from 8 wins, 7 wins?
7 wins.
Okay. All right. So 7 wins to 17?
Yep.
A 10-game improvement is the expectation from Boz.
I got it. Let's go.
For Jackson Heights. Now, my dark horse pick on the guys' side, and I know that people have waited for this in our backyard here at the studio.
Okay.
Because this is a team that's been coming down the tracks.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, again, we say that they're kind of underappreciated. These guys got some love from the coaches in the Big East League in the preseason predictions. I'm a believer in what's happening right now as well. And I'm picking the Hiawatha Redhawks as my dark horse pick.
And you had this written down and picked before tonight.
Absolutely, I did.
Yes.
And I appreciate you giving me that.
I'm throwing it out.
Credibility that it was not something that I picked after tonight. But Hiawatha, this is a team 8-12 last year underneath second year head coach Brady Jasper. In his first year, they win 8 games. This is a guy that has coached a long time.
Yeah.
Coached the girls for 10 years, before switching over to the guys' side of things. But just think about some of these nuggets, from Hiawatha coming back to this year. Ethan Morton at guard. You talked about him tonight. His motor, that kid just does not stop. He's getting looks at the next level for basketball. Michael Jensen, a 5'10" senior. He averaged 10 points, or check that. Morton averaged 10 points a game last year. Jensen also averaged 10 points a game last year. Here's some guys that you're going to see and hear of that are going to be stepping into new roles this year. Carson Henry at 5'10" senior, and Alex Ross, a 6'2" junior, are going to get more playing time. Saw both of them tonight in the game at Troy. This is where Hiawatha separates themselves, I feel like, against the competition, is the forwards, the people down low, and they've got some dudes down low. First things first, you've got Lane Kessler, a returning starter, a wide-bodied 6'5" forward for the Redhawks, a dude that it takes a couple guys to get him to move out of the lane.
Yeah.
And a couple of times tonight, we got to see him seal the baseline, a great entry pass, and he had easy looks. But Braylon Sieben Morgan at 6'6" junior is somebody to watch this season for Hiawatha. This kid, I said it, 6'6", can bury it from anywhere on the floor. I watched him make a 35-foot three-pointer tonight, and it looked simple for the big guy. He plays a lot of ball, I know, from, you know, around the area on travel ball, but he is long, skilled, very versatile, and that allows for Coach Brady Jasper to utilize him in multiple different ways. Here's an interesting nugget. He averaged just shy of 10 points a game a season ago. What did he pour in tonight? 36!
36 with 14 boards.
And Lane Kessler as well, coming off a season last year where he averaged 9 points a game. These dudes down low are going to be difference makers and troublemakers in the Big East League for Hiawatha. And underneath second-year coach Brady Jasper, a guy that knows basketball, that knows how to get his dudes ready to rock and roll and be able to be up for the task at hand. I look for Hiawatha. They won 8 games a year ago, Boz. You ready for this?
Hey,
crazy. I know that they're 1-1 on the season right now. A big win against D-West earlier this week. They fall in double overtime to Troy tonight. Give me Hiawatha with an 11-game improvement to finish the year 19-4 and win the Big East League this
Ooh,
year.
Ooh, look at you go. I don't argue with that at all. And here's the thing with those guys. This team is going to present serious matchup problems for a lot of other teams. With Sieben Morgan, he doesn't just sit around the paint on the blocks. This dude rolls out 20 feet away from the bucket. He likes to put up threes. You could defend him with another 6'4", 6'5" guy, but that's going to be a huge mismatch. Then you got Kessler. He's a dude on the block, in the paint, that is hard to get around. You try to deny him over the front side. They're going to throw it over the top. If you stay behind him, he's going to use your body. He had some really nice moves in the paint. Just made it look easy. I think this is a really good squad top to bottom.
Again, these are our predictions, our thoughts on how we think these teams could look throughout the season. Boston and I have been wrong before many, many times.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't mean that, you know, what we're saying is gospel by any stretch. It's just the way that we think of it, the way we see it. And so once again, Boston, the dark horse pick of the season. Boz, tell everybody the girls and the guys once again with their record.
I got the Perry LeCompton Lady Cause. And what you want me to
just their improvement mark from 2 wins to,
they're going to go 12. They're going to get 12 wins this season.
Oh, you said 10 earlier, so now you
I
added another 2.
No, 10. 10 10 10. 10 wins. Well, I was adding the 2 from last year. I was
like,
they're going to go to 12. So, no, 10 win improvement.
Successful
get 10
for
wins.
Dramatic improvement. And then your guys pick.
And my guys pick, Jackson Heights. They were 7-14 last year. They're going to get 17 wins.
10-game improvement there. Okay, on mine again, Jeff West, girls, last season, 8 wins for Coach Schwinn and the Tigers. That was a terrible way of doing it, but we get through it. And I got them. I don't have a record for you, Boz. I just have them going to the state tournament in 3A,
okay.
And then Hiawatha on the boys going from 8 wins a season ago and finishing the year out with a 19-4 record this season. What's that tell you about Troy, by the way? Couldn't pick him as a dark horse for the year because I expect good things from him.
They're going to be pretty good.
They're going to be just fine. Well, Boz, we've only got a few minutes left of this show. We've got, time constraints, double overtime game on the radio, so we had to get delayed a little bit. So we're going to go right into our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winners for tonight. We'll go ahead and read everybody the list that we had for this evening, buddy, and then we're going to am I missing anything else? Because again, we're kind of ramrodding through everything here.
We're skipping the last break. We gotta go. We gotta cut it.
Yeah.
No, we're good. We just gotta roll through this. Been kind of on the fly, late start. Here's our game ball nominees for tonight: Josie Haverkamp from Centralia, Harper Wettstein from Troy, Michaela Williams from Hiawatha on the boys' side, Caleb Schmelsley from Nemaha Central, James Gaddis from ACCHS, Ben Hankey from ACCHS, Braylon Sieben Morgan from Hiawatha, Kasten Jasper from Troy, Henry Geiger from Troy, Dustin Veach from D West, and Micah Lang from Sabetha.
All right, so again, with basketball a little bit different, not a whole lot different of how we're doing things, except that we are now giving away a game ball to one guy on the evening and then one gal on the evening every single Friday. Game balls presented by the presenting sponsor of Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha. And, Boz, it's a tough task for you. And I want to know, who do you got on the guys' side here tonight?
On the guys' side, really tough decision, but I'm going to go with Kasten Jasper from Troy. 34 points, 6 threes. These were big-time clutch threes late in that ball game, double overtime win against Hiawatha.
All right, so that's the game ball winner, Kasten Jasper of Troy, here for tonight on the guys. How about on the girls?
On the girls, here's the deal. A little bit, this was a tough one, but I'm basing this one on defense and how aggressive offensively she was. Michaela Williams from Hiawatha, a 5'4 sophomore, 15.7 boards. But she was incredibly aggressive, getting to the rim, and defensively, she was matched up against Harper Wettstein quite a bit tonight. Really got the job done.
She was an absolute dog tonight for Hiawatha. Well, that's going to do it here for our very first 2025-26 basketball scoreboard. We appreciate you staying up late into the night. Hopefully next week, Bozzy, we start about 9:15, and we can get a full show in.
Let's do that
before midnight hits. We got scoreboard show. We've got a live on location happening tomorrow. That's at the Fisher Center from 11 to 1. Make sure you come down and check out all the amazing goodies. And shout out Benedictine the Ravens. They're taking on Friends tomorrow in the postseason for the NAIA, Boz. They got to get it done. Tom Counts will be on the call for that one. So shout out to Benedictine, the Ravens, going to town. We didn't do anything for Chiefs and Ravens this week, Boz. We just didn't have time for
it.
No time. We just got to send you off by saying it's a must-win for both of them this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Go Ravens, go Chiefs. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled programming next week. We thank you for joining us here tonight
This has been Jake and Paz here on the MSC Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. This program has been brought to you in part by Honeyman Ford, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by MCON, American Family Insurance Agent Brad Noller, BNP Propane, by the Denison State Bank, by JBN Telephone Company, Highland Community College, Helena Agri Enterprise, by Commercial Tire Solutions, Edward Jones, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Blue Valley Technology, Lucre Chiropractic, and by Giant Communication. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is a production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.